Everyone, as we have high school baseball for you here this afternoon on AM 1220, FM 101.1, KJAN here today as Atlantic has a late season matchup here at home, facing off against the Black Raiders of Sioux City East here this afternoon. A little early start time. It's a doubleheader here today. No junior varsity games here today. It's a doubleheader, varsity doubleheader. So there'll be two contests here. Game one getting underway here in just about 15 minutes or so. And then game two will come your way about 15 minutes after the conclusion of the first contest. They'll give the umpires enough time to water down and swap gear, and we'll get right after things in game number two here today as well. That's a beautiful day, actually, for a baseball game. Bright, sunshiny day here this afternoon in Atlantic. Temperature in the middle 80s. Not a whole lot of breeze out here. What little bit of breeze there is blowing out. Not a ton of humidity here today, so pretty nice day for baseball. And if the pitchers don't keep the ball down here today in the short little ballpark here in Atlantic, we might see a whole lot of fireworks here this afternoon. It's a perfect day for a lot of long balls out of here today. Atlantic, not a big ballpark here. 305 down the lines and 345 to center field. It's kind of a park where you can really do some serious damage getting the ball up in the air in a little ballpark like this here in high school baseball. And I say with these kind of conditions today, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Pitching matchups for today are pretty interesting ones as well. We got a veteran guy against a young guy here this afternoon for the two teams, so we'll see how that one plays out here as well. The Black Raiders are finishing up their infield-outfield drills here, getting set for the start of our ball game here, and we'll have the first pitch scheduled for 4 o'clock, so we're still a little bit down the road before we get to that point here today. We'll take a time out. We'll tell you more about these two teams when we come back in just a moment. You're listening to High School Baseball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Fisher Photography, located at 302 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. See Sue Fisher, certified master photographer, today for all your photo needs. That's Fisher Photography in Atlantic. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs with auto tune-up, front-end alignment, and complete brake service. McAtee Tire and Service Center, located at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic. Calls answered day or night. Regardless of distance, Roland Funeral Home. That's 243-5492. Roland Funeral Service, creators of loving memories since 1919.
Jim Field back with you here this afternoon at the Atlantic High School Baseball Diamond as we get ready for the start of our first of our two games here this afternoon as part of a boys baseball doubleheader. This will be the final two games of the regular season for Atlantic as they will finish up regular season play here today and then get ready for Friday's opening round of our district play, which comes up at 7 o'clock Friday night in a game against the Harlan Cyclones in Harlan. We'll have that game for you Friday night here on KJAN as well. The Trojans trying to finish out on a positive note here against a very good Black Raiders team. Atlantic 10-19 overall in the season coming into this ball game here tonight. On the other hand, the Black Raiders 24-9 on the season entering tonight's contest, and they still got a doubleheader left. In fact, they've been packed with games here lately as they played a doubleheader last week, losing a couple of ball games. A crosstown rival, Bishop Heelan Catholic. Actually, they played a doubleheader against Spirit Lake. A doubleheader against Thomas Jefferson, doubleheader against Abraham Lincoln. They've been playing a lot of doubleheaders here late throughout the season, and they've been piling them up here late. So they'll have another doubleheader coming up tomorrow night as they'll play on the road at Lamar's tomorrow evening to finish up. They also had a single game Saturday against Lewis Central, winning 7-2 over the Titans. The Black Raiders, as I mentioned, are 24-9 overall in the season. They've had a pretty good run going here late in the year as well. They've won 9 of their last 11 games here in the tail end of the season, so playing some pretty good baseball here at this particular juncture as they finish up their infield-outfield drills here this afternoon, getting ready for today's contest. On the other side, as I mentioned, the Trojans at 10-19, finishing up their regular season today, getting set for the postseason portion of their schedule, which comes up here in just a few days. We mentioned the pitching matchup earlier on, too, today. Got a young guy against an experienced guy for the Black Raiders today. They're going to go with senior Dom Thompson-Williams. He will pitch in the first ball game here today. He'll get the start in this opening contest, a senior for the Black Raiders. And for Thompson-Williams, He comes into the ballgame today with a 4-2 record overall. He's thrown 21 innings in his appearances here this year, 6 starts and 1 relief appearance as well. He's given up 18 hits and 22 runs. 17 of those runs have been earned. He's got a 5.67 earned run average on the year. He struck out 28, but he's walked 21. And his opponents are hitting a 205 against him here during the regular season. On the other side, for Atlantic, they're going to counter with the freshman Ryan Hawkins. Hawkins will be the starting pitcher here today for Atlantic. Hawkins 4-2 overall in the season, 6 starts in the on the year, 34 and two-thirds innings he's thrown in total, given up 36 hits, 28 runs, 14 of those earned. Only half of the runs he's given up are earned. A 283 earned run average on the season, 25 strikeouts, 10 walks. Opponents hitting 238 against him here on the season. So that's how the two pitchers stack up for the two ball clubs here today. We'll take a break and we'll be back with more. Get to the starting lineups when we come back. You're listening to High School Baseball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating of Fontenelle. For all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs, give them a call. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating is your train dealer. It's hard to stop a train. Stop by 134 4th Street in Fontenelle or give them a call at 877-838-8580. Dr. Rob Peterson opened his practice, Corning Family Dentistry, at 508 8th Street in Corning, July of 2010. He does general dentistry, braces, and implants. New patients are welcome. Please give us a call at 641-322-3146. Corning Family Dentistry in Corning. The Sports Bar and Grill at the Super Bowl in Atlantic. Enjoy open bowling during the week and glow bowling on weekends. The Super Bowl features sandwiches, pizza, and your favorite beverages. That's the Super Bowl on the east edge of Atlantic.
Jim Field back with you here this afternoon as we get ready for our first pitch coming up here in just a little bit here in Atlantic. Take a look at the starting lineups for these two ball clubs. First, for the Black Raiders of Sioux City East, coached by Jared Oker. Mentioned 24-9 overall in the season, and here's how they'll line up today. Their batting order looks like this. It'll be Dom Thompson-Williams, a senior. He'll lead off. He's pitching here today. Brandon Carlson will play left field. The senior will bat number 2 in the order. Tyler Franco, a senior, will bat 3rd and play 3rd base today. The shortstop, Jake Westfall, a junior, will hit in the number 4 spot, with Trey Lapke hitting 5th. He's a senior catcher today for the Red Black Raiders. And also, it'll be Hayden Godfrey, a first baseman, a junior. He'll hit 6th. Hitting 7th is Jace LaPierre. He'll be DHing today. He's a junior. He'll be hitting in place of Wyatt Stillwell, who's a senior playing right field. Jake McDonald will bat 8th, a senior. He'll play center field today. And Spencer Franco, a sophomore, will play 2nd base, and he'll bat in the number 9 spot here today for Sioux City East. On the other side, for the Atlantic Trojans, as mentioned, Trace Peterson's team 10-19 on the season coming into today's play, and here's how they'll go today. It'll be Zach Nelson, a junior, playing 3rd base. He'll lead it off today for the Trojans. Sam Markham, a senior, will play center field. He'll hit number 2. Chad Christensen will play shortstop, the senior batting in the number 3 spot. Hitting 4th and playing 1st base will be Dalton Franken, a senior. Logan Steffens, a junior, will play left field. He'll bat in the number 5 spot today. Brendan Holmes will bat in the number 6 spot. He'll catch today. Also, Brody Peterson, the right fielder, will bat in the number 7 spot. Joey Walker will play 2nd base. He'll hit 8th. And Tristan Benn will be the designated hitter today. And he'll bat in the number 9 spot. He's hitting for Ryan Hawkins, who is pitching in this first contest of the day today. So that's how the two teams line up in this ball game. As they do the pregame introductions leading up to first pitch just a few moments away, we'll take a timeout. Have more for you right after this. You're listening to High School Baseball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Messina Livestock Sales, providing you with a top quality market for your livestock. Quality animals at quality prices are their trademarks of Messina Livestock Sales. Alan Vantager, owner. McDonald's Restaurant, located in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, treat yourself to the friendly, inviting atmosphere of McDonald's in Atlantic. Detter Motor Company, your authorized General Motors and Chrysler dealer in downtown Atlantic. Offering a great selection of new and used cars, trucks, and vans, stop by or call Detter's today, 243-4514.
Jim Field back with you here in Atlantic as they finish up the pregame introductions here today. Kind of a short crowd at this particular time early on. It'll pick up after the workday is done, but the Trojans are being introduced right now as they head out on the field wearing the white uniforms with the black and gold lettering and trim. They wear the white blouses with the white pants, the white hats with the black bills. The Black Raiders today wearing the gray road uniforms with the big East on the on the left breast with the black lettering and piping, and they wear the white hats with the black trim. Let's listen to our national anthem as we get ready for the game. With our national anthem behind us, that means we're just a few warm-up tosses away from first pitch here in the contest today. For East, as I mentioned, they come in with a pretty powerful hitting team. They hit 377 as a team on the season, slugging 535. They have almost a 500 bond base percentage. They're at 457. They get on nearly half the time that they're up at the plate. They've recorded 78 out of 90 stolen bases. When they do get on, they don't mind running. They've struck out 109 times, taken 103 walks, sacrificed 24 times. As a team, they have accumulated 66 doubles, 10 triples, 15 home runs, 211 RBIs among their 311 hits. So it's a team that can knock the ball around the yard a little bit here this afternoon. So it'll be important for Atlantic pitchers to keep that ball down and change speeds, move spots around a little bit, and hit those areas. Atlantic not so fortunate on the season hitting. They bat 245 on the season as a team with 9 home runs, 96 RBIs, 5 triples, 38 doubles out of their 184 hits. They've stolen 48 out of 49 bases they've attempted this year. They've been hit 39 times at the plate by pitchers. Their on-base percentage 374. They're slugging 344. So there's a bit of a difference there when it comes to the way the two teams swing the sticks. So we'll see how young Ryan Hawkins deals with this lineup here to get started here today as he finishes up his early warm-up tosses here to get this ball game started. It's a doubleheader. We'll have two games for you here this afternoon, this one, and then game two will follow about 15 or 20 minutes after the conclusion of this first game of the day, as we'll have them both for you here on AM 1220, FM 101.1, KJAN. As you can catch them live also online at KJAN.com. And you can also catch them on the phone if you've downloaded our free smartphone apps for both Android and for iPhone. Just go to the stores, download the free app, and then you can listen on your phone anywhere you go. But we are ready to go here as the opening tosses are finished. The right-hander Ryan Hawkins ready to go. It'll be senior Dom Thompson-Williams, the pitcher, leading it off here today for the Black Raiders as he stands in, a left-handed hitter who's had some pretty good success here on the season, I guess you could say. He's hitting 467 on the season as he stands in, a little open stance, and he tries to bunt the first pitch and comes up empty for strike one. Hawkins took a little bit off of that one. Thompson Williams, 4 homers, 17 RBIs on the season. 0-1 the count, pitch on the way, swung on, grounded weakly over toward first. Knocked down by Franken, but he's not going to get there. Thompson Williams very fast up the line. He had to make a step to his right to knock that ball down. Couldn't come up with it cleanly, and Thompson Williams able to leg out an infield single on the first at-bat of the ball game. So runner at first, nobody down. Brandon Carlson, the left fielder, will stand to the plate now. He's senior. Carlson, a 375 hitter on the year, couple of home runs, 26 RBIs. Right-handed hitter stands in with a runner at first base, nobody down. Hawkins the pitch on the way, and that one taken, a fastball just inside for ball one. Runner on at first base is Thompson Williams. Franken holding him on at first. Hawkins now to the belt, and the pitch on the way. Runner goes, pitch is inside, the throw down to second is nowhere near in time as Thompson Williams easily steals second base. So runner on at second, nobody down, and two balls and no strikes. The count here to Brandon Carlson. Tyler Franco, the third baseman, is over in the on-deck circle for the Black Raiders. Runner at second takes his lead. Hawkins ready now. The 2-0 pitch is on the way. Fastball swung on and drilled high and deep into left center field, and that ball is going to be off the bottom of the fence. Thompson Williams had to hold up a bit. Now he takes off and heads around third base, and he'll come in easily to score. And the Black Raiders have the first run of the game on a double by Brandon Carlson, an RBI double. Out in the left center field brings Thompson Williams home. So an infield single, a stolen base, and then a double in the gap. And the Black Raiders are on the board here early, 1-0. Tyler Franco, the third baseman, now to the plate. Franco hitting .413 on the season. Carlson hit that one pretty well. Had a little bit of topspin on it as it came up off the bottom of the fence, right in front of the scoreboard in left center field. Franco, right-handed hitting third baseman, ready with a runner at second base and nobody down. Pitch is low and away for ball one, blocked there by Holmes. The outfield for Atlantic has Logan Steffens out in left. Sam Markham is in center. Brody Peterson is out in right. 1-0, the count, the pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Hawkins took a little off that, and it's 1-1. The infield for Atlantic has Zach Nelson at third, Chad Christensen at short, second baseman is Joey Walker, and at first base, Dalton Franken. Brendan Holmes is behind the plate, and the pitch by Ryan Hawkins on the way, and that's hit off the end of the bat, a little roller towards second, scooped up there, the throw to first is in time for the first out, 4-3 on the putout. One down here in the inning, the runner Carlson moves over to third base. So a run is in, one is out, runner at third, and Jake Westfall, the junior shortstop, now will come to the plate. Westfall hitting here for the Black Raiders, hitting .438 on the season with three homers, 27 knocked in, as he awaits the first pitch and can't quite check his swing as he comes up empty for strike one. So Hawkins gets ahead of Westfall. Catcher Trey Lapke's in the on-deck circle. Hawkins ready with a runner at third and one down. Pitch on the way, swung on and grounded foul over in front of the Atlantic dugout. So 0-2 now the count on Westfall. No balls and two strikes, one down here in the inning. Hawkins ready. And the pitch on the way, that comes up high with a fastball. 1-2 now the count. Trying to get him to chase something up. One ball and two strikes. Hawkins pitch, fastball swung on, hit out into center field. Over quickly as Markham, he comes on, makes the catch, and fires it in. He's on the run to make the catch, so the run will come home to score. That'll be a sack fly as Westfall hits that kind of off the end of the bat. And it's caught in center field for the out. That'll be the second out in the inning. It will be a sacrifice, though, and an RBI as the second run comes home. Carlson tags and comes across, so 2-0. East with the lead. And Trey Lapke, the catcher, now will come to the plate. With two down and the base is empty, Hawkins will get a chance to go back to the windup now. And the first pitch on the way is a fastball. Check swing. Hit toward third. Big hop. Up with it there's Nelson. Throw across is in plenty of time, and that'll do it here in the inning. 5-3 on the putout. Three down, and that'll do it. But a couple of runs come across here. Two runs for the Black Raiders on just on two hits.
Black Raiders score two runs on one hit, one error.
So two runs, two hits. There's nobody left on base, and we have played through a half inning. And it's the Black Raiders leading 2-0. Atlantic coming to bat right after we take this timeout. You're listening to High School Baseball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Motor Supply, your Napa auto parts dealer in downtown Atlantic. Trust quality Napa parts for your automotive needs. See your local Napa dealer, Atlantic Motor Supply, in downtown Atlantic today. Insurance Services Incorporated in Elkhorn, your source for Farm Mutual Insurance, has a policy of working together with you to protect your needs. Call Insurance Services at 764-6000 for competitive quotes today. And Tanner's Fashions, now is the time to add to your wardrobe. Select from Missy and Petite dresses, coordinate groups, sportswear, and coats. Tanner's Fashions in downtown Atlantic, where browsers are welcomed, buyers adored.
Jim Field back with you here in Atlantic as we go to the bottom of the first inning. A couple of runs across for the Black Raiders in the top half, and Atlantic will get their shot now here in the bottom half against Dominic Thompson-Williams. Dom Thompson-Williams, left-hander, a senior. And he'll have behind him on left field Brandon Carlson. Center fielder Jake McDonald. Wyatt Stillwell's out in right. On the infield for Sioux City East will be Tyler Franco over at third base. The shortstop is Jake Westfall. Second baseman is Spencer Franco. And over at first base is Hayden Godfrey. Behind the plate, Trey Lapke, and he's catching Thompson Williams here today for the Black Raiders. Zach Nelson will lead it off here for Atlantic. The junior third baseman will get things started here for the Trojans. Nelson hitting .341 on the season. Three home runs, 15 RBIs, and the first pitch is fastball low for ball one. Right-handed hitter Nelson, he'll try to get things started here for Atlantic. Thompson-Williams pitch, fastball hit high into center field. Ball carrying pretty well, still going back, and it'll end up off the fence, just shy of the fence, and that'll be in for a double. The center fielder kind of floated back on that one, Jake McDonald. I don't think he thought it was going to carry quite as far as it did. There's a slight breeze that's blowing kind of out toward right center. And it looked like that may have helped as that ball just hung up there. And instead of hustling to the spot, the center fielder tried to float underneath that one and ended up over his head. So it's a leadoff double for Zach Nelson. And that'll bring Sam Markham to the plate. Left-handed hitting center fielder will have his first crack here today. Markham stands in against Thompson Williams, takes the first pitch low and away for a ball. Markham hitting a .151 on the season, trying to get something to move that runner. He tries to bunt. Oh, he popped it up right back to the pitcher who turns and tries to fire to second base. It's off the shortstop's glove, but he doesn't roll far enough away for Nelson to try to scamper over to third. So that'll be a pop out to the pitcher for the first out here in the inning. And Christensen, Chad Christensen, the shortstop, will step in here for the Trojans. Christensen hitting .397, entering the ball game here today. Waits the first pitch here from Thompson Williams. He takes the first pitch up and in for a ball. Want to know the count? Runner at second base here for Atlantic. Thompson Williams pitch on the way. That's a fastball at the knees in the outside corner for a called strike. Ball and a strike, one down. Runner at second base here for the Trojans. Thompson Williams looks the runner. Now from the belt, pitch on the way. It's breaking ball. It drops in there for a called strike. One and two now the count. One ball, two strikes. Christensen trying to move that runner. Pitch on the way. Fastball swung on a miss, tied him up inside, and that'll be the first strikeout of the ball game for Thompson Williams. Second out here in the inning. And that'll bring Dalton Franken, the big left-handed hitting first baseman, to the plate. So Franken now with two down, hoping to drive home the run. Thompson Williams steps off. Two down here in the inning. Runner at second is Nelson. Lead off double, he's still there. Pitch on the way, and that's in. Oh, that's a called strike. Franken backed away. Umpire liked it. It's called strike one on the inside part. 0-1 the count. Thompson Williams from the belt. Now the pitch on the way. That's a breaking ball that stays up and away for ball one. One ball and one strike. Two down, runner at second. Here's the pitch. Oh, and that's behind the runner. That'll end there, behind the batter. That'll end up all the way back at the backstop, and the runner will move up to third base on the wild one. I think that was supposed to be a breaking ball that just got away from him and never took the break. Franken ducked away from him as it went behind him off the glove of the catcher who couldn't make the stop. So the wild pitch will move the runner over to third with two down. Franken ahead in the count now. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch on the way is hit toward, on the ground toward first. A couple of steps over. First baseman with the scoop, and he will win the toss to the race to the bag as Hayden Godfrey makes the play unassisted, and that'll be out number three here in the inning. So a leadoff double for Atlantic, but they strand the runner and fail to score here in the first inning. So 2-0, East with the lead over Atlantic after one inning. We'll take a break. Be back with the second inning in just a moment. You're listening to High School Baseball on KJAN. Marissa, I don't hear the commercials coming back at me.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Brown's Auto Body, with vehicles for rent either by day or week. Call Dana Cooper at Brown's Auto Body. They have several vehicles to choose from. Also visit their website at www.brownauto.com. The Fireside Lounge. Your friends had a great place for drinks.
Number 18, Hayden Godfrey.
Well, we go to the second inning, top of the second inning for Sioux City East. It'll be 6-7-8 due up. Hayden Godfrey, the first baseman, will lead it off here for the Black Raiders against Ryan Hawkins as he winds and fires. The first pitch is in there for a called strike. A couple of runs in the top half of the first inning for the Black Raiders as they have the lead. Hawkins ahead in the count now, 0-1. Pitch on the way here to Godfrey. And he swings and drives that one high and deep toward center field. Sam Markham going back, and that ball's going to leave the yard. As it just left of the 345 sign in center field, it floats over the fence for a long solo home run by Hayden Godfrey. So he will bring home the third run of the ball game as he circles the bases here for the Black Raiders. And they take a 3-0 lead here in the contest. As I mentioned, the wind, not a lot of breeze today, but it is blowing out. It's a warm day. Not a ton of humidity. Ball likes to carry in humidity, but it's humid enough. And if you get the ball up, a chance to knock a lot of them around the park here today, and that one is the proof. So 3-0 now the score, as Jace LaPierre, the designated hitter, will step to the plate. He'll take the first pitch on the inside part for a called strike. LaPierre DHing for the right fielder, Wyatt Stillwell, here today, hitting .261 on the season. Pitch by Hawkins on the way, swung on and missed, so Hawkins gets ahead now, 0-2. No balls and two strikes to the DH. Hawkins ready, and the pitch on the way is up and away for a ball. 1-2 the count. Hawkins works off the first base side of the rubber. Tall, lanky right-hander, just a freshman. As he winds, and the 1-2 pitch is a fastball hit off the fist toward short. Cutting in front, the third baseman, Nelson, he fires across, and that'll take a bounce and bounce up and over the top of Dalton Franken's head. That's not the kind of bounce you normally get in a big league park. It's kind of a bounce you get in a high school park. That thing hit about 7 or 8 feet short of Franken, and it bounced way high. Instead of taking that little skip hop, it bounced way high over his head. So that'll be an error on the throw, an E5. Allow the runner to reach. So runner at first, nobody down. And Jake McDonald, the center fielder, steps in. He squares to bunt and bunts that foul. McDonald, left-handed hitter, a .258 hitter on the season. trying to make something happen. Solo home run to lead off the inning by Hayden Gottfries, giving the Black Raiders a 3-0 lead. Pitch on the way. Runner starts to move. And the square again to bunt, but bunted foul. So it'll be 0-2 now on McDonald. Spencer Franco, the second baseman's in the on-deck circle here for Sioux City East. Hawkins ahead in the count now. No balls and two strikes. From the belt, pitch on the way. Swung on, popped up. Over the shortstop's head. Christensen chasing. He can't get there. That'll drop in front of the left fielder for a base hit. Ball takes a funny hop. But backing up there is Sam Markham to get that ball back in. So that'll be a bloop single for Jake McDonald out in the shallow left field. The runner, LaPierre, will move to second base. So runners first and second now with nobody down. And Spencer Franco to the plate here for East. Franco, a right-handed hitter. Waiting for the pitch here from Hawkins. From the belt, pitch on the way. Squares to bunt and pulls back and takes that one up and in for a ball. 1-0. Nobody down here with runners first and second. We're in the top of the second inning. Hawkins ready. Here's the pitch. Again, squaring to bunt and pulling back and taking one low this time is Franco. So two balls and no strikes. Two and nothing to count. Runners take their leads. Hawkins looks them back. Now the pitch. And that is low and away for ball three. So 3-0 now the count. After Franco, we go back to the top of the order. Hawkins now ready, and the 3-0 pitch is low and away for ball four. So a four-pitch walk allows Franco to reach. McDonald moves up to second, and LaPierre moves over to third. Base is loaded now with nobody down, a run already home. And back at the top of the order go the Black Raiders as Dom Thompson-Williams will step to the plate. He singled, came around to score the first run back last inning. Left-handed hitter ready. Hawkins winds. The pitch on the way is taken for a called strike on the outside corner at the knees. Oh, and one the count. After a four-pitch walk, important to get ahead, get that first one in there. Hawkins ready, and the pitch coming. Swung on and drilled out into the gap in right center field. Sam Markham on the run will chase it down. He'll turn and fire it back in. They've got runners all over the place. The runner at third will come home to score. So it'll be a sacrifice fly as Thompson-Williams put a charge into that one, but Markham able to use his speed to get back and make the catch. It'll be a sacrifice and an RBI. Another run comes home as it's 4-0. The other two runners, though, do not advance. McDonald stayed at second. Franco still at first. And that'll bring Brandon Carlson, the left fielder, now to the plate. Doubled his last time up, came around to score. Takes the first pitch breaking ball in there for a called strike. RBI double last inning. 4-0 now here for East High School. Runners first and second and one down. We're in the second inning. Pitch on the way by Hawkins. Swung on and missed. Big swing and a foul tip at the plate by Carlson. So nothing and two now the count on the number two hitter in the East lineup. Tyler Franco is in the on-deck circle. Umpire walks out toward Hawkins to give him a new baseball. No balls and two strikes, one down here in this second inning. We're at the top of the second. Black Raiders scored two in the first, and so far two here in the second. Solo home run, and after the bases were loaded, an RBI sacrifice fly brought home two. Now the 0-2 pitch on the way. It's a fastball high. Carlson laid off that. It's 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Hawkins looks him back, and the pitch on the way is a breaking ball. He waits on it, hits it high and relatively deep, the ball carrying Markham back, and that's going to be up off the fence. And he tried to make a play on it, couldn't come up with it. Runner around second, turns the corner to third. He's going to head home. The throw to third instead is going to be, well, in time, but the ball was dropped, so the runners will move up to second and third. So Jake McDonald will come home on the double. Spencer Franco goes around to third. Brandon Carlson, for the second time today, has a double and an RBI. So it's 5-0 in favor of the Black Raiders as McDonald came in to score from second. So it's Franco at third, Carlson at second, one down, and Tyler Franco now to the plate. Franco ready, the pitch on the way, and he takes a called strike. Franco grounded out to second his first time up. One down here in the inning. Three runs across here for the Black Raiders. And Hawkins pitch on the way. That's taken just high for ball one. 1-1 the count with one down. Runners at second and third here for Sioux City East. Now Hawkins winds the pitch on the way. Big swing and a miss. 1-2 the count. Franco took a big rip at that one. Came up empty. He's behind in the count now. Ball and two strikes. Hawkins ready. Pitch on the way. Fastball popped up off the handle. It's foul over here, or close to the line. It's going to stay fair, actually, as the wind blew it back, and Christensen makes the play back behind third base. So the pop out to the shortstop is the second out here in the inning. And that'll bring the shortstop, Jake Westfall, now to the plate. Westfall, sacrifice fly to center, had an RBI his first time up. He comes to the plate here with two down, runners second and third. Hawkins winds the pitch on the way, is a breaking ball in there for a called strike. Westfall, the seventh man to come to the plate here. They make that the eighth man to come to the plate here in this inning. Hawkins ready in the 0-1. That stayed up high. 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike. 5-0 East with the lead. Top of the second. Two down, runners second and third. Here's the pitch. Fastball grounded toward third. Two hops picked up there by Nelson. He'll fire across, and that's in plenty of time for the out. So 5-3 the put out, and that will end this top of the second inning. But not before the Black Raiders put three runs up on the board. Three runs here in the inning on a couple of hits. There was a Trojan error, and there were two runners left on base. So we have played through an inning and a half, 5-0 East with the lead over Atlantic. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Baseball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Carly Drug in Avoca features a total home health care plan and Carlton greeting cards. Look for the Bright CD Family Daily Cash Special also. That's Carly Drug in Avoca. With over 70 years of combined experience, you can trust the work at Exhaust Pros in Audubon. Whether it's exhaust work, tire alignments, brakes, or new tires, stop next door at CarQuest for all of your quality parts and service, located at 513 Market Street in Audubon. Safeguard Business Systems, with computer checks and forms for all of your accounting software, including Peachtree and QuickBooks. To save money on your next order of computer checks, call Safeguard at 800-442-0016 or stop by at 414 Walnut in Atlantic.
Well, back here in Atlantic, Jim Field with you here as we go to the bottom of the second inning. It'll be numbers 5, 6, and 7 due up here for the Trojans in the inning. Logan Steffens, Brendan Holmes, Brody Peterson are the hitters due up against Dom Thompson-Williams. 5-0. Black Raiders lead it here as we go to the bottom of the second. The lefty Williams, Thompson-Williams fires, and that was fouled back to the screen by Steffens for strike one. Steffens comes to the plate. The home run and 14 RBIs on the season. 253 hitter. Pitch on the way. Took a little off of that one. It came inside. 1-1 the count. A ball and a strike here to Steffens, a left fielder. Pitch on the way. Fastball swung on and missed. Might have been a slider as it came cut down and in. 1-2 now the count here to Steffens, leading off this bottom of the second inning. Thompson-Williams ready, and that fastball stayed way out and away, so didn't get over the top of that one. 2-2 the count. Two balls and two strikes. Pitch coming, grounded foul here at the plate as Steffens took a hack at a fastball. Two and two for Steffens, trying to get on base in front of Brendan Holmes. Thompson Williams ready. The fastball swung on and missed for strike three. A little late on the swing by Steffens. That's the second strikeout of the ball game by Thompson Williams. That'll bring Brendan Holmes, the catcher, to the plate now. Holmes behind the plate today for Atlantic, a 193 hitter. Try to get something going here with the bases empty. Nobody, or one down, rather. His first pitch is in the dirt, low and away for ball one. Holmes ahead in the count, 1-0. Pitch on the way, and that is low of the fastball. It's 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Brody Peterson in the on-deck circle for Atlantic. Pitch on the way, the fastball right down the middle. Nice little tail on that fastball by Thompson Williams. And it's two balls and a strike. He works quickly. Now the pitch on the way. It's a breaker that stayed low and away. Slider outside the zone. 3-1 now the count. Three balls and a strike. Pitch on the way from Thompson Williams. It's a fastball up and in. Just missed. And Holmes will take the walk, so he'll reach base. With one down here in the inning. Runner at first. And Brody Peterson will come to the plate now. We'll have a courtesy runner over at first base for the catcher. Dalton Parrott hustles down to run. I'll bring Brody Peterson, the right fielder, now to the plate. Peterson, a 136 hitter on the year, stands in, takes the first pitch, a fastball up and away for ball one. Thompson Williams trying to put a little extra something on that one. Missed high and away. Now from the belt, the runner takes the lead. Pitch on the way. That's a fastball right there for strike one. One down here in the inning. 1-1 the count with a runner on at first base. Thompson Williams from the belt. The pitch on the way, and that stays outside for a ball. 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike. Thompson Williams steps off as the runner heads back. Runner takes his lead now. Thompson Williams ready. The pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Fastball. He got it by Peterson. And it's 2-2 now. Two balls and two strikes with one down. Joey Walker in the on-deck circle for the Trojans. And now from the stretch, the pitch coming. That's a called strike three in at the knees. So Brody Peterson is eliminated. That's the third strikeout of the ball game by Thompson Williams. Two down here in the inning. Joey Walker now to the plate.
Joey Walker.
Walker, the second baseman here today. Comes in hitting 192. Runner at first, two down. Swing and a miss on a fastball at the knees for strike one. Oh, and one the count. Pitch coming. Oh, slider that got in there for a called strike, and it's 0-2. Took a little something off of that one. Thompson Williams now the 0-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled up the first base side. Walker stays alive. Nothing and two the count. And the pitch. And that's a fastball just inside. 1-2. Two down, runner at first here for the Trojans. They trail 5-0. We're in the bottom of the second inning. East put up two in the first, three in the second. Now from the stretch, the pitch on the way. That's a breaking ball that drops right in for a called strike three. So three strikeouts here in the inning, four in the game for Thompson Williams, wrapped around a walk. And the Trojans go fairly quietly here in the second. 5-0. Sioux City East leading Atlantic after two completes. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Baseball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association.
Cullen & Associates. Visit with Tammy Cullen for life and health insurance, Medicare supplements and annuities, along with farm, home, and auto insurance. Cullen & Associates, 315 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Cook Sanitation of Atlantic offers garbage pickup service and a flexible schedule to meet your needs. If you have a large family or business that requires more than once a week pickup, they'll work with you. Call Cook Sanitation today at 243-1705. Cass Incorporated. We've been living out our mission of enriching lives for over 30 years. We are proud to be pioneers in creating change that results in diverse opportunities for people of all abilities. Cass Incorporated, enriching lives every day.
Oh, off we go to the third inning now for the Black Raiders. They have a 5-0 lead over Atlantic, as they will have the number 5 hitter, Trey Lapke, the catcher, leading off. Hayden Godfrey and Jace LaPierre will be the next two hitters due up here in the inning for the visiting team here today. First game of a doubleheader here today. A little early start, 4 o'clock first pitch in the first game of the doubleheader. We'll have game 2 for you as well, scheduled for around 6 o'clock. About 15 or 20 minutes after the conclusion of this one. Ryan Hawkins ready as Lapke steps in. And the pitch on the way is a breaking ball. Stays up high for ball one. Lapke leading off the inning. 0 for 1 here in the ball game. Grounded out to third. His first time up. The right-handed hitting catcher awaits the pitch. It's a fastball popped up back behind the plate. And that'll pop out of play. So 1-1 the count. Hawkins ready, the wind, and the 1-1 pitch. That's a fastball grounded up the third baseline, foul. That'll take the count to 1-2 now. Ball and two strikes, the pitch by Hawkins to Lapke is hit high. High pitch popped up to short. Chad Christensen making the call and making the catch. That'll be out number one here in the inning on the pop to the shortstop. One down here in the third, and Hayden Godfrey, the first baseman, now to the plate. Godfrey drilled a solo home run his first time up here today. 5-0, East with the lead. Hawkins ready, winds the pitch on the way. It's a breaking ball, floats outside for ball one. A 1-0 pitch on the way to Godfrey is taken high with a fastball. 2-0 count. Two balls, no strikes. Nice afternoon for baseball. Warm. Sun in and out of the clouds. Hawkins' pitch is in there at the knees on the outside part for a called strike. 2-1 the count now. One down, base is empty here in this top of the third inning for the Black Raiders. Hawkins winds now the 2-1. Swung on and grounded toward third. Big hop. Nelson up with it. Has some time. Fires across. Been plenty of time for the out. 5-3 the put out. That's two down here in the inning. And that'll bring up the designated hitter, Jace LaPierre. He reached on an error and came around to score his last time up. He's DHing for the right fielder, Wyatt Stillwell, today. So two down. Nobody on base here in the third. And the pitch on the way, and that's a breaking ball taken for a called strike. The Hawkins gets ahead of LaPierre. Tall order for a freshman pitcher to face a lineup that hits 377 as a team. As Hawkins throws that one on a break that comes low out of the zone for ball one. 1-1 the count. Black Raiders put up 2 in the first, 3 in the second. Hawkins having a pretty good start here to this third inning now. Two out, nobody on. Fastball, kind of a half swing there by LaPierre. He couldn't hold up on a fastball up and in that tied him up, and it's 1-2 now. One ball and two strikes to the DH. Hawkins from the wind, the pitch on the way, and swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt. It's blocked there by Holmes. He'll step out, fire to first, so the putout goes 2-3. It's a strikeout, and the third out of the inning. So the Black Raiders go 1-2-3. The third out, the first strikeout of the ball game for Ryan Hawkins. We have played through 2.5 innings. It's the Black Raiders 5, the Trojans nothing. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Baseball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wings America Travel Center, your full-service stop, whether it's fuel for your vehicle or yourself, they have it. If you're hungry for Mexican, Taco John's has it. Grab a great sandwich and shake at the Made Right or visit the American Pie Cafe, their 24-hour full-menu restaurant. Wings America Travel Center, located at I-80 and Highway 59, Exit 40 in Avoca. Certified Auto Repair, 207 Olive Street in Atlantic. Owner Corey Knutson provides quality work in all areas of automotive repair. Give Corey a call today, 243-1392, Certified Auto Repair, 207 Olive Street in Atlantic. Steinbeck & Sons, for all your fertilizer, propane, seed, and farm chemical needs, or help with planting crops. Steinbeck & Sons is a locally owned company, so you're buying great from someone you know. 6 miles east of Griswold and a half mile south, give them a call, 778-4557.
Well, the only man who hasn't hit so far in the ballgame today, Tristan Benn, will lead it off here for the Trojans. Benn, the number 9 hitter in the Trojan lineup, DHing today for the pitcher, Ryan Hawkins, and he'll stand in, try to see if he can get something going against Dom Thompson-Williams as he takes the first pitch for a called strike from the lefty. It's Benn, then back to the top of the order, Nelson and Markham do up here for Atlantic in the bottom of the third inning. Atlantic trailing 5-0. Pitch on the way. Hit off the ground, a high hopper up to first base side. Takes two big hops right to the first baseman, and he'll take it unassisted for the putout. That'll be the first out here in the inning. So one down here in the bottom of the third inning on the ground out to first, and Zach Nelson to the plate. Not the easiest infield to play here in Atlantic. There's quite a drop-off around the backside of the dirt cutout here where the outfield and infield come together. That's one thing to consider. Some of those bounces take some funny hops. We've seen a couple of them already here today. That was one of them there that bounced way high up off the infield grass. First pitch by Thompson Williams to Zach Nelson is low and away for ball one. One down, base is empty here in the third. Pitch on the way, line drive hit past the second baseman into right field. That's a base hit for Zach Nelson as he shoots one out into right field for a base hit. That's just the second hit of the ball game here for the Trojans. And Nelson will come back to the dugout as they send out a courtesy runner. So runner on at first. One down here in the inning. That'll bring Sam Markham to the plate here for Atlantic. Markham popped out, trying to bunt his first time up, popped it back to the pitcher for the out. He stands in, takes a breaking ball, it drops in for a called strike. One down, runner at first, 0-1 the count here to Markham. Thompson Williams, the lefty pitching, swing and a miss by Markham on the slider, and it's 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Chad Christensen in the on-deck circle for Atlantic. Pitch coming, and that's a ball low. Fastball that just missed. Bottom of the zone. 1-2 the count now. One ball, two strikes, one down here in the inning. Thompson Williams pitch. That one's in the dirt. Blocked nicely there. Lapke knocks that one down, keeps it in front so the runner can move. Runner at first and one down. Two balls and two strikes now the count. And the pitch coming, and that's a breaking ball that stays outside. So Markham able to coax that count from 0-2, now to 3-2, with one down. Thompson Williams ready from the belt, the pitch on the way. Fastball swung on and fouled back into the screen. So Markham stays alive, it's still 3-2. He'll get one more shot at a 3-2 pitch here. Everybody ready. Now the pitch coming. Fastball high, but swung through by Markham for the out. The runner's going to try to advance to second as the pitch got away just a little bit, and he's able to move up to second base. So the runner moves up to second on the pass ball. But the strikeout by Markham is out number two here in the inning. So two down, a runner at second base. Shortstop Chad Christensen to the plate now. Christensen struck out his first time up. Chance to drive home a run here. Runner at second and two down. Pitch on the way. That's a slider low and in. Swung through for strike one. 0-1 the count on Christensen. Runner takes his lead at second. Thompson Williams pitch on the way. A fastball fouled back and out of play. Christensen behind in the count now, nothing and two. No balls and two strikes. Now ready in the 0-2 offering. Oh, it's a fastball just missed low and away. 1-2 the count. Ball and two strikes here to the shortstop. Thompson Williams, a long look. Now the stretch. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball. It's fouled up the third base side. A little too good to take. Christensen hung with it. Fouled it off. Count stays 1-2. Right-handed hitter with an open stance. Christensen ready. So is Thompson Williams. Here it comes. That's a fastball low and in, and that hit him. He'll get first base as that one got him on the foot. Slider that came a little too far low and in, and Christensen took that one on the foot, so he'll reach first. So runners first and second now with two down, and that'll bring Dalton Franken
first
to the plate.
Number 10, Dalton Franken.
So Franken grounded out to the first baseman, unassisted his first time up. We'll get a chance here with two down and two on. Christensen walking off that bit of pain in the foot down there at first base. He'll take his lead. Runner's not being held on at either bag. Two outs. It's Dalton Franken now comes to the plate here with runners first and second here for Atlantic in a 5-0 game. Pitch on the way by Thompson Williams. A fastball up and in. It's fouled at the plate by Franken. Hit that one off the fists. Fouled it right down the first baseline. The catcher tried to make a quick hop and a quick play, but the ball was already foul. Owen won the count. No balls and a strike. Thompson Williams ready to the belt. Runners take their leads. Now the pitch. Breaking ball driven hard into right center field. That'll get the gap. That'll roll all the way to the fence. One run will come around to score. Christensen chugging around third. They're waving him. He's going to make the turn, the cut. Here's the throw. He slips and stumbles and falls. Coming toward the plate. Has to turn and go back. He got about a third of the way home and stumbled a bit. Ended up having to go back to third base, and he gets in there safely. So Christensen on to third. Zach Nelson comes home to score the first run for the Trojans as Dalton Franken drives an RBI double out into the gap in right center field. And that'll be the first run of the ball game here for Atlantic. So it's 5-1 now. That'll bring Logan Steffens, the number 5 hitter, to the plate here for Atlantic as he takes and swings at a fastball off the outside corner for strike one. Christensen at third, Franken at second, two down. A run home here for Atlantic. Pitch on the way. It's a breaking ball called high, I guess. Like a pretty good pitch there. Steffens took that. It's a ball. 1-1 the count. Thompson Williams from the windup misses low and in with a fast ball. So it's 2-1 now. Two balls and a strike. Two-one pitch on the way. And Steffens takes that one for a called strike right underneath his fists. So 2-2 now the count with two down. And the catcher Lapke is going to call time and go out and have a quick visit with his pitcher. Two balls and two strikes here. We have two down runners, second and third here for Atlantic. A run home in the inning. It's 5-1. Steffens ready. Here comes the 2-2. And swing and a miss. That'll be a Strike three as it scooped out of the dirt, and the runner tagged out, so that'll do it here in the inning. That's the fifth strikeout recorded by Thompson Williams here in the ballgame. And we have one run across here for the Trojans, though, here in the inning, as they're able to get something going here in the ballgame. One run on a couple of hits. No errors. There were two runners left on, and we have played through three complete. It's 5-1 East with the lead over Atlantic. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Baseball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hennings and Processing, featuring the freshest and finest of steaks, chops, lunch and meats, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. until noon. That's Hennings and Processing, West 6th Street in Atlantic. Tech Trucking and Excavation. They have dozers, excavators, and skid loaders for work on terraces, waterways, and demolition for building sites and your general farm needs. If you need rock and dirt, they can bring it to you. Give owner David Peck a call at 789-0707 or 767-2617. Cass County Memorial Hospital of Atlantic, excelling in quality health care close to home, providing a wide range of services including outpatient specialty clinics and home health care.
Jim Field back with you here in Atlantic. 5-1 the score. Sioux City East with a lead over Atlantic as we go to the top of the fourth inning here in the first game of our doubleheader. Got a pitching change for the Trojans as Ryan Hawkins has moved over to play third base. And Zach Nelson will move from third over to first, or over to the mound, rather, as he'll take over to pitch. Nelson, 1-4 on the season, 35 2/3 innings. He's got a 373 earned run average. Opponents hitting 273 off him here on the season as he moves over to pick up the pitching duties here now for the Trojans this afternoon. And he will face numbers 8, 9, and 1 here to start in this fourth inning as Jake McDonald, left-handed hitting center fielder, will step in. He'll take the first pitch, fastball in there for a strike. McDonald singled. He came around to score last time up. His only at bat here today. He's behind in the count 0-1. Nelson ready. The wind, the pitch on the way. It's breaking ball outside. 1-1 the count. Nelson winds. The pitch coming. That's fastball taken high. 2-1 the count now. Two balls and a strike here to McDonald. The pitch is a fastball up and away. 3-1. After McDonald, it's Spencer Franco in the on-deck circle getting ready to hit next. Nelson ready. The 3-1 pitch now on the way. That's a fastball hit hard on the ground towards second. Scooped up there. The throw to first is in plenty of time. 4-3 on the putout. On the ground ball out. One down here in the inning. As Joey Walker makes the play at second base. One down. Spencer Franco, the second baseman, now to the plate. Franco walked. His only plate appearance here today. Right-handed hitting second baseman will stand in. And that pitch low in the dirt with a fastball, low and away for ball one. One and nothing the count. One down here in the inning. Base is empty. Pitch on the way is a fastball in the outside corner for a called strike. After Franco, we go back to the top of the order. Thompson Williams in the on-deck circle. As the pitch by Nelson's in the dirt low for a ball. 2-1 the count. So two balls and a strike here. Nelson from the wind. The pitch is a fastball that stays high. It's 3-1. He's 3-1 to both of the first two hitters he's faced here in the inning. They will get a ground out to McDonald. See how Franco does with the 3-1 count. Pitch on the way. That's low and away for a ball. No chance at that one. So a second straight walk as Franco reaches. And back to the top we go. Thompson Williams to the plate. He's 1-for-1 plus a sacrifice fly. Knocked in one, scored one here today. As Thompson Williams trying to help himself. He leads it 5-1. Runner at first and one down here in the inning. Nelson's pitch on the way. It's a fastball, a called strike in the outside part. 0-1 the count. No balls and a strike. Runner takes his lead, pitches a breaking ball. It's inside and gets past the catcher, and that'll allow the runner to move on. So the runner moves to second on the pass ball. Runner at second and one down. Thompson Williams even in the count. Ball and a strike. Nelson ready. Looks the runner back. A breaking ball. It's popped up down the third base side. Foul, and that will end up just out of play. Ball out of play up the third base side. Makes it a ball and two strikes now. The count to Thompson Williams. They throw that ball back in. One and two the count. One down and a runner at second. Nelson's pitch on the way is a fastball low and in, and it's two and two. Two balls and two strikes. Nelson to the belt. Pitch on the way. It's a fastball inside the knees. 3-2 now the count. Thompson Williams has worked it full. Nelson ready. Looks the runner at second. Now the 3-2 pitch. Fastball swung on, hit high out into right center field. Right fielder over, and he'll make the catch for the out. The runner will tag and advance to third base without a throw. So Thompson Williams able to move the runner along as he goes to third base on the fly ball out to right. Two down here in the inning. I'll bring Brandon Carlson now to the plate. Carlson with a couple of doubles. He scored once, knocked in a couple here, a couple of RBI doubles for him today. As the right-handed hitter stands in for the first time against Zach Nelson. Nelson from the wind. The pitch on the way is a breaking ball that missed for a ball. 1-0 to count. Runner at third. Two down. Nelson ready. The pitch on the way. Breaking ball grounded toward third. Takes a hop low. Hawkins keeps it in front. The throw across is in time. He knocked it down and was able to make the throw. So 5-3 on the putout. And the Black Raiders come up empty. No runs here in the inning.
No runs, no hits.
No hits. There was one left.
Three and a half,
a walk allowed a base runner, but the Trojans stranded him. And that'll do it here in the inning. So 5-1, Black Raiders lead it as we go to the bottom of the fourth. After this, you're listening to High School Baseball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The Siding Doctor in Marnie. Give them a call at 781-2374 for free estimates on siding, replacement windows and doors, trim and insulation. That's the Siding Doctor in Marnie. Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Agents of Council Bluffs. Visit with them for all of your insurance needs. Give Western Iowa Mutual Insurance a chance to quote your insurance. Bridgewater Oil, serving Southwest Iowa for over 50 years with new and used tire sales and repair, plus all of your petroleum needs. See Steve, Stan, Roger, and Al at Bridgewater Oil today.
Jim Field back with you here in Atlantic. Pitching change for the Black Raiders now as Brandon Carlson will take the hill. He started the game in left field as he'll come on to pitch. I cannot tell you who's taking his place out in left field. We'll see if we can pick that up. As Carlson now will throw, funky look in motion, throwing mostly sidearm for the Black Raiders. Carlson for the season, 1-0 record, just 12 and two-thirds innings pitched, a .55 earned run average. He's given up just one run on the year it was earned, 9 strikeouts, 5 walks, opponents hitting a .180 off him on the season. for the Trojans. It'll be Brendan Holmes, Brody Peterson, and Joey Walker, the first three hitters. If we get a chance to take some swings at him. Carlson, the right-hander, on the hill. Holmes ready. Pitch on the way. Fastball low for a ball. Carlson winds, and the pitch again. The sidearmer misses low for ball two. Kind of strange to see a guy who plays the outfield. Usually outfielders throw pretty much over the top as he misses wide with that one for a ball. It's 3-0. See an outfielder come into pitch, and he throws almost submarine style. And that pitch is on the inside corner on the 3-0. Just caught the plate for a strike. It's 3-1. Holmes trying to get something started here to give Brody Peterson a chance with a runner on. Now the 3-1 pitch on the way, and that's a called strike as well. That's 3-2. So Holmes will get a look at a 3-2 pitch here from Carlson. It's on the way, swung on, and fouled out of play. Still 3-2. The leadoff hitter here in the inning. Holmes ready. Here's Carlson's pitch. And that's taken low for ball four. So that's a walk. Holmes reaches on the walk by Carlson. And Brody Peterson now to the plate. That's two walks for Holmes here in the ball game today as he'll come to the plate and be replaced by a designated runner.
Right fielder number 9, Brody Peterson.
Brody Peterson now struck out his only time up. Was called out on strikes. His first time. Step to the plate here. 5-1. Sioux City East with the lead. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Carlson ready from the stretch. They square to bunt. Quick throw back behind the runner, and he's caught off first base. They got him caught in a rundown. Now second baseman will flip back to the first baseman who will make the tag, and that'll do it. So he is eliminated for the first out here in the inning. So the caught stealing ends up going first to second and back to first again. So that'll be the first out here in the inning on the failed bunt attempt. The pitch was called a ball, so it's 1-0. The umpires are going to discuss it. Now they're going to say no, it was a strike. They're going to say that Peterson did indeed make an attempt at the ball. So it's 0-1 the count. No balls and a strike. Carlson ready and the pitch on the way. That's low and away in the dirt for a ball. It's 1-1. Nobody on, one down now. 5-1 the score. Pitch on the way, and that one's fouled up the third base side as Peterson took that low inside pitch, fouled it off his leg. Four hits for the Black Raiders. Three hits for the Trojans. Black Raiders have been much more economical with those hits, though. A ball and two strikes. Carlson ready, the pitch on the way, is taken low in the dirt once again. It's 2-2 now. After Peterson, Joey Walker's in the on-deck circle for Atlantic. He'll hit next. Peterson ready. 2-2 pitch. Swung on a miss for strike three. Second time Peterson's gone down by way of the strikeout. Two down here in the inning. Joey Walker now to the plate for Atlantic, trying to restart things here with two down. Trojans had the leadoff hitter on as Brendan Holmes walked, but the runner picked off first. Now a strikeout, nobody on base, and two down. It's the first pitch here to Walker's low and away for ball one. The wind, Carlson's pitch on the way, grounded foul. 1-1 the count. One ball and one strike. One and one the count, two down. Base is empty here for Atlantic in the bottom of the fourth inning. The wind and the Carlson pitch. Oh, hit him in the head. Walker tried to duck out of the way of that pitch and never took the break, and that hit him right on the helmet. So Walker hit by the pitch. That's the second batter that's been hit today for Atlantic. That'll bring Tristan Benn to the plate now for the Trojans. Benn, the designated hitter here today. Grounded out. The first baseman unassisted his first time up. Ben DHing for Ryan Hawkins, who was the starting pitcher today. Two down, runner at first takes his lead. Pitch on the way is low and away for ball one. Carlson again with that funky sidearm, almost submarine delivery. From the belt, pitch on the way, and that one's fouled at the plate. 1-1 the count. If Ben can reach, we go back to the top of the order with Nelson. Carlson ready now from the stretch. The pitch stays inside for a ball. 2-1 the count. Two down, runner at first here for the Trojans. Ben ready, the pitch on the way, swung on, grounded toward third. Rolls up the, and it's foul. Just at the last moment, they called it foul. So they bounce her up the third base side. And the ball just takes that last hop and bounces foul just as the third baseman makes the play. The Tyler Franco makes the play on the ball. So 5-1 the score. Atlantic coach Trace Peterson having his say about the play. So two balls and two strikes now. Two down here in the inning, runner at first. The pitch on the way, and that's low and away for a ball. Tristan Benn, 3-2. Now the runner will go with the pitch with two down. Pitch by Carlson on the way is a called strike three at the knees on the outside part of the plate. So a strikeout for Carlson ends the inning. Trojans get two on, but a pickoff at first eliminated one. A hit batter got a man on base, but they can't do anything with it. And the Trojans come up empty once again. No runs, no hits. There was a runner left on. And we are through four complete. 5-1, Sioux City East with the lead. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Baseball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Westline Fencing and Material in Adair can handle and install fencing materials. They sell all types of Red Brand products and Preosote posts of all sizes. Call Westline Fencing and Material in Adair at 641-740-0346 or 641-740-1012. Cumberland Telephone is a full-service telephone company providing wide-area calling to Anita, Messina, Fontenelle, and Greenfield. Voicemail, 800 toll calling, and Cumberland long-distance plans. They offer wireless high-speed internet within an 8 to 10-mile radius of Cumberland. Call Vicki and Eric today at 712-774-2221. Dr. Alan Farnsworth, DVM, veterinarian in Adair, and he's also a realtor for Farmers National Company. Farmers National specializes in farmland sales by auction or listings. Give Dr. Alan Farnsworth in Adair a call at 641-740-5004.
On to the top of the fifth inning we go now here, just after 5 o'clock. You're listening to High School Baseball here on AM 1220, FM 101.1, KJAN, Atlantic, Iowa. Also on the web at KJAN.com and on your smartphones if you downloaded the free KJAN app for your Android or iPhone device. 5-1, Sioux City East the lead to the top of the fifth. At 3-4-5, Tyler Franco, the third baseman, will lead it off here for the Black Raiders as Zach Nelson's breaking ball floats outside for ball one. Jake Westfall and Trey Lapke are the next two hitters due up in the order here for the Black Raiders this inning. 1-0 pitch on the way now by Nelson is low. Ball two, that one ends up all the way back here to the screen. Two balls and no strikes to the leadoff hitter, Tyler Franco, here in the inning. He's number three hitter in the lineup as he takes that pitch low and in, and it's 3-0. Zach Nelson came on to pitch last inning for the Trojans, gave up a walk, but otherwise retired the Black Raiders fairly quietly. 3-0 pitch on the way, and that is low for a ball, so a walk here to lead off the fifth inning by Franco, so Sioux City East with a runner on first. Nobody down, and Jake Westfall, the shortstop, coming to the plate. Westfall 0 for 2 here today. Actually, 0 for 1 with a sacrifice fly and an RBI back in the first inning. Also grounded out to third his last time up. Runner at first, nobody out as Westfall, the right-handed hitter, stands in. Nelson quick toss back over to first base. The runner just back in time. He went in standing up and darn near got tagged out. Nelson looks over toward the runner as he gets his sign. Now to the belt. And the pitch on the way is in the dirt. Blocked by Holmes, but it does scoot by him just enough to allow Franco to advance. It'll be a wild pitch. So runner at second now with nobody down. 1-0 the count. As Jake Westfall now with a runner in scoring position. Black Raiders scored 2 in the first, 3 in the second. They've not been able to put anything up. Last 2 innings, curveball swung through by Westfall. A big hack at it. Came up empty, and it's 1-1. 1 ball, a 1 strike. Nobody down here in the top of the 5th. Nelson looks the runner. Now the pitch. Breaking ball. And that one called outside for a ball. Two and one the count here. Westfall ready. So is Nelson. And his pitch on the way. Breaking ball driven hard into left field for a base hit. Grounded past the shortstop. Around third comes the runner Franco. He'll come home and score as Westfall gets the RBI single. And it's 6-1 now in favor of Sioux City East. A walk, a stolen base, and an RBI hit. And East tacks on another run. 6-1 the score now here in the top of the 5th inning. And Trey Lapke, the catcher, now to the plate for East High School. Lapke 0-for-2. Pop out and a ground out here today. Runner on at first base. Quick throw over to first. Runner slides head first back in safely. Nobody down here in this 5th inning. Nelson now ready. Big lead over at first base by Westfall. And again, he'll dive back in safely with a head first slide. Westfall, a healthy lead. Gets that front foot just past the cutout. And Nelson now, the pitch on the way, swung on and driven out into left field. Over, make the dive at the play as a left fielder, can't come up with it. Logan Steffens can't come up with the ball, but it's able to get it back in quickly. And the runners darn near run each other off as Westfall turned the corner around second a little bit, went back. Lapke came about two-thirds of the way to second base, had to turn and hustle all the way back to first. So runners on now first and second with nobody down. A run already home here in the inning, and Hayden Godfrey, the first baseman, to the plate. Godfrey 1-for-2 today, a solo home run in the second inning, grounded out in the third. As Godfrey stands in with runners first and second now, nobody out here in the inning. Godfrey waiting the pitch here from Nelson. On the way, and that's low and in for ball one. Westfall at second, Lapke on at first. Check, that's not Lapke, it's a pinch runner for Lapke. Zach Nelson looking for that elusive first out here in this top of the 5th inning. Nobody down, runners first and second. Looks the runner back. Now the pitch on the way is low and away. Stopped there by Holmes to keep it out in front and keep the runners at bay. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. 2-0 now the count. Godfrey ready. Nelson from the stretch. Pitch on the way. Fastball grounded toward third. It takes a hop up on Ryan Hawkins. He knocks it down and keeps it in front, but can't make the play over to first base. So the bases will be loaded on the ground ball. Took a bad hop there on Hawkins. He was unable to corral it and make the play. So the E5 will allow the runner to reach. And the base is now loaded with nobody down. And Jace LaPierre, the designated hitter, to the plate. LaPierre reached on an error and struck out. Bases loaded, nobody down, a run already across here in the 5th as LaPierre takes the breaking ball in there for a called strike. 6-1 Red Raiders have held the lead since the get-go with two in the first, three in the second, one tacked on here in the fifth. Trying to get more. Pitch on the way. That's a fastball low and away. It's 1-1. Bags are loaded here with nobody out here in the fifth inning. Chance for the Black Raiders to really bust this thing wide open. Nelson going from the wind. The pitch on the way. That's a fastball inside. Gets away from Holmes just a little, not far, about 8 or 9 feet. He's able to chase that down quickly, though, and keep the runners in their places. Pitch low and in. Time out now as Holmes will go out and have a chat with his pitcher. Two balls and a strike here to LaPierre. He's the number 7 hitter in the lineup. Jake McDonald is on deck. Two and one the count. Nobody out. Bases loaded. We're at the top of the fifth in a 6-1 game. Sioux City East with the lead. Zach Nelson of Atlantic ready. He'll go from the wind. Pitch on the way. Fastball in there for a called strike, and it's 2-2. LaPierre took that one at the knees for a strike, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes now here on LaPierre. Two and two the count. Nelson now ready. Pitch on the way as a breaking ball stayed way high. And it's 3-2. No place to put him. The bags are full. 3 balls and 2 strikes the count here to LaPierre. Nobody down here in the inning. And here comes a 3-2 pitch. It's a fastball swung on and hit out into left field. Logan Steffens over. He makes a lunging catch as he comes up with it. The throw in quickly. The runner will advance to the plate, and the runner at second will move on to third. That'll be a sacrifice fly. It's the first out here in the inning, but an RBI for LaPierre on the fly ball to left field. As Jake Westfall will come home with the run. Runner moves on to third. So runners at the corners now with one down, two in here in the inning. And that'll bring Jake McDonald, the center fielder, to the plate. Left-handed hitting McDonald. As Nelson goes back to the stretch. Now the pitch on the way. That's a fastball high for ball one. McDonald, 1-for-2 on the day. Singled and scored in the second inning. Grounded out to second his last time to the plate. We're in the top of the fifth. It's 7-1 now in favor of East High School. Nelson looks the runner. Now the pitch. Runner at first goes. Pitch is high. If it swung through for a strike. The throw down to second. Not in time. They let it go through. Throw is a little high into the left field side of second base. So they're only able to get the runner. So the runner, Godfrey, will move up to second on the steal. One down. Runners second and third here for East. Jake McDonald at the plate. Spencer Franco is in the on-deck circle.
McDonald, the batter for the Black Raiders.
McDonald ready now as Nelson will go back from the windup. And the pitch on the way. That's a breaking ball up and in for a ball. 2-1. 2 balls and a strike now, the count. And the 2-1 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike two. 2-2 the count. Wind blowing really out toward center field. 2-2 the count now with one down. Runners second and third. Pitch to Jake McDonald. Swung on and grounded foul up the first base side. So stays 2-2. Now Nelson ready. Pitch on the way is a fastball low and in. That takes the count full, 3-2. One down here in the inning. Two runs already home. From the wind, Nelson's pitch is a fastball in the dirt for ball four. So McDonald takes the walk. Bases are once again loaded And now Spencer Franco, the second baseman, will step to the plate. Franco on the day has a couple of walks. 7-1 East with the lead. Franco with the bases loaded. Chance to drive in a few here. Nelson will go from the wind. Takes his time. Gets the sign. Now the pitch on the way. It's a fastball low and away for ball one. 1-0 the count. And the 1-0 pitch now by Nelson. Fastball swung on. Hit out into center field. Markham floats over, makes the catch. The runner at third will tag, and he'll head home without a throw as they'll throw in behind to keep the runner at second base. That's a sacrifice fly and an RBI for Franco on the fly to center. Second out of the inning, another run comes home.
Now batting number 21, Dominic.
And it is three in here in the inning, and it is 8-1 now as Dom Thompson Williams will come to the plate. Runners first and second with two down, three in here in the inning. Pitch on the way. That's a breaking ball. Stays high and out of the zone. Thompson Williams takes for ball one. He's the eighth batter to hit here in the inning. Black Raiders becoming very patient as the game wears on, driving some of these at-bats to long counts. 1-0 the count. Fastball swung on, grounded into right field for a base hit. Runner around second will turn around third. Ball up, the throw toward the plate is cut off, and another run comes home. Runner at first around to third base, so another run in. That's four in here in the inning, and it's 9-1 as Hayden Godfrey comes around to score. McDonald goes to third as Thompson Williams reaches on the base hit. So runners first and third now with two down.
Number 17, Brandon Carlson.
That'll bring Brandon Carlson to the plate. He's the ninth hitter to bat here in the inning. Carlson with two on, runners on the corners and two down. Pitch by Nelson on the way, breaking ball that floats in, taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Black Raiders just keep the line moving here in the inning. Four across here in this fifth. That pitch is high with a fastball by Nelson. It's 1-1 now the count. We're in the top of the fifth inning. First game of a doubleheader here tonight. Early start this afternoon. As Nelson's 1-1 pitch is a breaker that stays up and away for a ball. It's 2-1 now. Thompson Williams on at first. Jake McDonald on at third. Two balls and a strike here to Carlson. And the pitch is a fastball taken just inside off the plate. 3-1 now the count. Black Raiders forcing Nelson to throw a lot of pitches here in the inning. Nelson ready to the belt. Now the 3-1 pitch is a fastball low and away. And that is ball four. So the bases will load again. And they've batted around here in the inning now as Tyler Franco becomes the 10th hitter to bat here in the inning. He walked and came around to score the first run here in this inning. And he'll bat again here in the fifth. So Franco stands to the plate with the bases loaded and two down. Nelson's pitch on the way is a breaking ball outside low for ball one. One and nothing the count. Nelson from the windup, the pitch, fastball low and in, ball two, 2-0.
Come on, go get it.
Two balls and no strikes here to Tyler Franco. Nelson's pitch is low and in, it's 3-0 now. No place to put him, the sacks are loaded. Franco, the senior, takes the count now to 3-0. And the 3-0 offering now on the way. Fastball swung on, grounded foul up the third baseline. 3-1 now the count. Bases loaded, two down here in the inning. Four runs across here in the fifth for the Black Raiders. They lead it 9-1. Now the 3-1 pitch. Swung on and lined into left field, a base hit. Ball takes a huge hop. It'll roll into the gap all the way out to the fence. Two runs will come home. Here comes a third around the third base bag, and the throw will not come in. It'll end up being a double, and three RBIs for Tyler Franco as his line drive hit the cutout at the back end of the dirt between short and third, took a huge hop up in the air and ended up rolling all the way to the fence, and all three runners came around to score. That's seven across here in the inning. Three RBIs for Franco. And that'll bring Jake Westfall now to the plate with two down, a runner at second base in a 12-1 game. Nelson's pitch is up and away for ball one as he missed high with the breaking ball. Jake Westfall, single, a sacrifice, scored once, drove home a couple so far today. Got a runner at second here with two down. That pitch is in the dirt, blocked there by Holmes. Two balls and no strikes here to Westfall. Westfall ready. So is Nelson. Big lead at second base. Pitch on the way is a fastball up and away for a ball. It's 3-0. Three balls and no strikes here to Westfall. Nelson's thrown a lot of pitches here in the inning. Westfall ready. Now the 3-0 pitch by Nelson on the way. Swung on, a big rip, fouled it straight back. Nelson took a little off that fastball to try to get it in there. Westfall thought he might have a chance to jump on one. Fouled that one back and out of play. Three balls and a strike. Nelson's pitch, fastball, popped up foul, back and out of play once again. Westfall had another good pitch to take a rip at. 3-2 now the count. To the shortstop, Jake Westfall. Nelson's 3-2 now on the way. Swung on and grounded towards short. Couple of big hops. Christensen up with it. The throw across is just in time. 6-3 on the putout as Westfall is retired, and he is the third out here in the inning. But for the Red Raiders, the Black Raiders rather, they score seven runs here in the inning. Seven runs come across on 1, 2, 3, 4 hits in the inning. They had one runner left on base. Big inning for the Black Raiders, and that puts the ball in the Trojans' court now as they trail 12-1 and must score here in the bottom of the fifth inning to extend the ball game. 12-1, East with the lead back in the with the bottom half in just a moment. You're listening to High School Baseball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The insurance store with offices in Adair and Casey. Service is what they have to sell. Call 641-742-3358 in Adair or 641-746-2714 in Casey. See Brick, Betty, Brett, Judy, Tammy, or Bob at the insurance store today. And good luck, athletes, in all of your sporting events. Doctors Mark Markham and Sean Peterson, General Dentistry, located on the second floor of the Cass County Medical Clinic. Give them a call today at 243-1833. And by Better Equipment, your Case IH dealer in Audubon for sales and service of genuine Case IH equipment. See them for Cub Cadet lawn and garden equipment to care for your lawns. Visit Better Equipment in Audubon today.
Jim Field back with you here in Atlantic as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. 12-1, Sioux City East with the lead, so Atlantic must score here in the inning. They need a couple of runs to keep the game going or run the risk of suffering the 10-run rule here. 12-1, East with the lead. Two in the first, three in the second, seven here in the top half of the fifth inning as they've opened up a 12-1 advantage. It'll be the top of the order due up here for Atlantic in the fifth. Zach Nelson, Sam Markham, Chad Christensen. first three hitters due up here in the inning for the Trojans. Brandon Carlson, a sidewinding right-hander, throws one. It's popped on the ground, and the play made at third base as Nelson beats that one into the ground. The third baseman charged it, made the play, and the throw across for the putout, 5-3. First out here in the inning, Sam Markham now to the plate. Markham will stand in. Try to get on base, see if he can get something started with one down here now in the bottom of the fifth. Carlson wastes no time. He gets ready, fires, and a swing and a miss by Markham for strike one. Yeah. 0-1 the count. Pitch by Carlson on the way. Swung on, popped up into shallow right field. The second baseman floating back, and he will make the catch for the out. So quickly, two down here in the inning. And Chad Christensen will come to the plate now for Atlantic. Trojans trail 12-1. They need a couple of runs here in the inning. Otherwise, they'll see the game come to a quick end. Christensen with two down, and the base is empty. Try to get on base, see if he can start a two-out rally. Carlson's pitch on the way. Christensen grounds that one up the middle. Big hop. Picked up on the second hop by the second baseman. The throw is in time. That'll do it. 4-3 the put out. 1-2-3. The Trojans go here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And that is your ball game. 12-1 is the final in five innings as the Black Raiders come up a winner here today. 12 runs, 8 hits, and no errors committed here in the ball game by the Black Raiders. For the Trojans here in the ball game. They end up with one run on three hits. They committed three errors. And they take the loss here today. The loss credited to Ryan Hawkins, who started through the first three innings. Was down 5-0 when he left the ball game. Well, he didn't leave the ball game. He moved over to play third base, but when he left the hill. And the winning pitcher will be the starter, even though he didn't go the required number of innings. Thompson Williams left with the lead, and he will get credited with the victory. So 12-1 is your final. East High with the win here over Atlantic in game one of the doubleheader. So keep it tuned here to KJAN. We'll send it back to the studio, and we'll be back here in just a little bit with the second half of our doubleheader here this evening as Atlantic falls here in game one of the doubleheader. Non-conference action here to Sioux City East in Atlantic by a score of 12-1 here this afternoon. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here for game one. We'll have game two coming up for you here shortly on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Outfitters Plus Retail Store, specializing in promoting your group's logo, emblem, school, or business name with direct embroidery of silk screen on garments. Small to large orders accepted, that's Outfitters Plus Retail Store in Atlantic. Danish Mutual Insurance Association reminds you to be sure your insurance coverage is adequate. Call Danish Mutual Insurance in Elkhorn today. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs with auto tune-up, front-end alignments, and complete brake service. McAtee Tire and Service Center in Atlantic.